the blind Sheikh Abdul Rahman and his family, and anybody who believes the justice, Lynn Stewart, we owe you. Lynn Stewart, we owe you. This city owe you. This world owe you. Thank you very much, Ms. Lynn Stewart.
Thank you. I wouldn't miss one of these meetings because they are always interesting, they are always informative, and the food is terrific. Seriously, though, I would never miss the opportunity to listen to Tarek because he always enlightens me. He always tells me what the New York Times doesn't tell me, or even some of the left newspapers don't tell me, because he is a man who I believe is very much of the country, of the people, and has his finger on the pulse of Pakistan. I just want to bring to your attention one new thing that is in the wind right now, and that is a group that started out as the Muslim Innocence Project. Last August, we had a brief, a day-long meeting, rather, up in Albany. It was called by a young Pakistani by the name of Hashmi, whose brother is in the throes of the United States government. He will appear in court, charged with aiding terrorism, a charge with which I am all too familiar. He was a student here at Brooklyn College, raised in Queens. He went to London to study at the London School of Economics, and when he boarded a plane to visit relatives in Pakistan, was stopped by the American authorities and placed under arrest. They claimed that someone who had stayed in his apartment had left a suitcase there and picked it up later, and that suitcase was headed for Osama bin Laden, no less. And what was in this suitcase? What was in this suitcase was waterproof socks and a poncho, a plastic rain poncho, which I'm sure Osama was waiting for with bated breath. It seems so ludicrous, but these cases that are brought so routinely against Muslims in this country, where the government counts upon the prejudices, are all too often resulting in long jail sentences in federal prisons. And this young man's case can still be won, but I don't think it can be won unless the community backs him. The same, I might add, is true of Dr. Siddiqui, who is also in court, who is also wrongfully accused. She is represented by the same woman who represented me at my sentencing, and I know that she will have a fabulous defense. But if she is in, and if he is in, Hashmi, is in an empty courtroom, it will not matter how good the defense is, the jury will find them guilty. Because it must show that these people have a backing, they have a background, and there are people who think that they are worthy of support. And that, my friends, is you. And I know, I was just talking to a gentleman as I stood on the food line who assured me that courage is a quality of the religion, of the Muslim religion. And this I know is true from representing Sheikh Omar and other people who displayed great courage in the face of tremendous adversity. So, I just want to say that this new project has been put together to try to bring together on our behalf, in a small way, a database, if you will, the facts, the way the government goes after people, the tactics they use in a courtroom. For example, we know at my trial, which was about a press release that was made in New York and appeared in an Egyptian paper, part of the evidence that was put up on a huge screen in the courtroom was a picture of Osama bin Laden at a conference in the Middle East. The judge instructed the jury, this has not evidence against Ms. Stewart, and you must disregard it as to her. It is not offered for the truth, but merely for state of mind. We know that the government has an order to every assistant attorney, U.S. attorney, to use Osama in every single case. Whatever means they need to get that in, they understand the effect of this on a jury. And we hope that by building a database which makes this apparent to the lawyers who are representing people, there will be some built-in way that we can get to this before it gets before a jury. So far, this group has now, we had to change the name because we were, it was too close to the, quote, Innocence Project, which of course is the great DNA project that has freed so many people, and they didn't want us to use Muslim Innocence. So the name of it is now Project Salaam, and the initials stand for saving, I'm not sure what the initials stand for, I'm sorry. But at any rate, this is a group that is very serious, that is networking. If you want to become part of their listserv, please look them up on your internet or just contact me and I will make sure you are somehow or other placed in the right place to be added to the listserv or to their meetings. And I also want to say that please go to court on the 30th of September, federal court, downtown Manhattan. This young man who was one of our own, he went to Brooklyn College. He became an activist there. And he is basically targeted because of that activism and because he is a Muslim. He is held at this moment at the MDC, the prison that you may drive by or see regularly. He is held in a condition that I would say 5 years ago would not, no, maybe 10 years I'd have to say now. He is not allowed to communicate by phone with anyone but his lawyer, his family rarely. He is held in absolute seclusion. This is a pre-trial detainee. This is not someone who has been convicted where they can say, well, we know he's convicted crime. This is a young man who's never been convicted of anything, an American citizen, and who is accused of having waterproof socks and a poncho for Osama, which was never delivered. It's all, and this is the thing that this project is working on, an informant's tale. And over, if you follow the cases that are brought, it is an informant, either someone who is paid by the government, someone who works for the government, or someone who is earning their freedom that testifies against someone else. I urge you, if you are free on the 30th, please come to court, Southern District, Federal Court, Worth Street, Foley Square, downtown Manhattan. It is so important that the community be out there. And people always say, Lynn, you always talk about everybody else, you never talk about yourself. I just want to say that we are still in what was called the waiting game. We argued an appeal in January. We argued it on my behalf to three judges. One of those judges was a first cousin of George Bush. Not good. But another judge was very good. And so we hope that these two are fighting it out and they can and that the good guy can convince the third judge of the righteousness of the case. But until that happens, or until the worst happens, we are waiting, 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 waiting. But I can only say to you that in these court cases, which is really the point of the rifle that is pointed at the Muslim community, it is the thing that keeps people frightened. It is the thing that keeps people home. It is the fact that the community does not rise up and say, no, no. This is a young man who grew up amongst us, who went to college here. We do not believe that because he let someone stay in his apartment who later delivered this suitcase, he is guilty of aiding terrorism. So I urge you all to be there. I urge you to support fellow Muslims who are targeted by the United States. And I ask you, incidentally, to please support me as well, because there may be a great getting up day coming fairly soon. Thank you very much.